American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The United States and Russia swapped prisoners in an historic deal. Here's Fox's Jillian Turner.
Secretary Blinken, we are told, was involved every step of the way for the last 3.5 years negotiating for Paul Whelan's release. He also has now spoken to the families and every freed prisoner on the American side. So reporters in the briefing also asked about Mark Fogel, an American essentially left behind in Russian captivity.
We have called for Mark's humanitarian release, and we will continue to engage and work through our team in Moscow.
Negotiations began in earnest between Secretary of State Blinken, who raised the issue of getting Americans out, particularly Evan Gerskovich, more than a year ago, directly to the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to try and get this deal done.
A Russian journalist and a Russian political activist were also released. The White House said today that President Biden played no role in the plea deal process for three of the masterminds behind the September 11th terror attacks, according to Fox News. The statement comes after the Department of Defense announced yesterday that prosecutors had reached a plea agreement with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others for their role in masterminding the September 11th terror attacks. Acting Director Ronald Rowe has taken the reins of the Secret Service since the firing of Kimberly Cheadle, but one podcaster in the know says he's neck deep in the spectacular mission failure of July 13th. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Dan Bongino served in the Secret Service for 12 years before going into the media and still has back-channel connections with agents in the service. He says the failures of July 13th make him embarrassed for his former colleagues, and he's been several days out in front of most of the breaking news about the ongoing investigation, which he says is not going well. He picked up on a bombshell admission from Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe at his Senate hearing on Tuesday under questioning from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley.
Let me ask you this. Who is the lead site agent?
Senator, I cannot give you that name. This person is operational. They're still doing investigations. They're still doing protective visits.
What? Did I just hear the director say the agent is still on protection?
Hawley and several other politicians from both parties have grilled Rowe on why there haven't been more firings in the wake of the most spectacular failure in Secret Service history, starting with the field agent in charge that day.
The site agent at the scene from the Pittsburgh field office and a supervisor who did the walkthrough, that's who did it. Ron Rowe knows that. He just doesn't want to tell you that because he's busy covering everything up of withholding security assets from the Trump campaign.
Bongino says Rowe is immensely unpopular with the rank and file.
Senator Cruz, Hawley, Mike Lee, Johnson, you should be demanding this guy resign today too. I've warned you about this guy. I haven't got a single email from a former active agent in support of him. Zero.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The Biden administration's radical Title IX rewrite continues to be challenged. However, a federal court in Alabama this week struck down an attempt by Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina to halt enforcement of the rules before they go in effect today. Meg Kilgannon, FRC Senior Fellow for Education Affairs, appeared on Washington Watch with an update.
The plaintiffs in the Alabama case appealed to the 11th Circuit, and they were granted an emergency injunction. So the rule that goes into effect by the Biden administration will not have to be enforced in Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, or Georgia. So this was for a preliminary injunction. And it was for relief against having to enforce this rule before it is argued in court.
She said the Biden administration is now back on defense.
This is a big overstep in many school districts across the country. Just because your school does not have to enforce this rule does not mean that they don't already have a policy that is essentially this rule in reality in your school, even in red states.
She went on to say that parents can search their child's school's website for Title IX and find the person responsible for the program in order to ask questions about the school's policies. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.